You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This sports update is brought to you by Melwood. With 7 minutes left in the game, the Seahawks scored a quick touchdown. Their two-point attempt then appeared to fail. Both teams started preparing for the kickoff, but then officials announced they wanted to take a closer look. The replay showed Sam Darnold had thrown the ball backward, making it a lateral play and kept the ball live. Seahawks running back Zach Charbonnet had casually picked up the ball in the end zone. That ended up being the game-saving play for Seattle, tied up the game, and Seattle goes on to win 38-37 in overtime. Now, after watching the replay, yeah, it might have been the right call, but that doesn't make the Rams, Sean McVay, and especially Puka Nacua feel any better. Support people with disabilities in your community by donating your unwanted vehicle to Melwood. Donating is fast, free, and easy. Visit Melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD for more information. From the CropMed Cap 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
Tampa Bay and Brady. Then beat San Francisco coming from behind in the championship game. Meanwhile, that punt is caught, and down the line goes Rashid Shaheed for the score out of nowhere. Al Michaels, don't hurt me no more. Al Michaels with some energy last night. It was a big game, but also Al Michaels with some real incoherent inflections there. That was one of several.
He almost missed the play, looked like. Like he wasn't paying attention to it at first.
Well, he's 81.
Hey, man.
80.
He's been doing it a long time.
He sure has.
Yeah.
But we are 45 years out from the miracle on ice, and it's long past time that Uncle Al finally lets somebody else do those games.
I think he's going to do it one more year.
He wants to do it again.
He's done.
His contract is up.
He's done.
Don't be so sure.
They'll bring him in for some specialty things, but they won't let him do a whole thing. They'll give him, since he said he wanted to do one more year, they'll give him the luxury of having those, like, one more tour. It won't be every week like normal, but he'll get some
stuff. Okay. Well, they let him do this year, and this year has been widely panned by a lot more people than just me.
Now, I've been on the whole Al Michaels needs to retire gig for at least 5 years now. So I was early to the party, and some people don't like me for it out of respect for Al.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT. He's the legend. I get all that. I just want elite, capable play-by-play men who are in their prime. And to me, that group of guys, and I don't want to say in order, but Buck Tirico,
yeah,
and Eagle are the three best.
Oh,
Nance is
Eagle.
Fine, yeah, but he's got that golfiness to him. And I think, you know, Romo's kind of dragging him down at this point. That's a whole separate conversation. But Al Michaels is just bad.
The predictor.
You know, at one point, Al Michaels said, I couldn't believe the way he inflected it. He goes, Puka Nacua. I'm like, what are you doing, Al? And, you know, people say, Zay, this guy should be your favorite guy because, A, he's always liked to gamble a bit on the games. He would drop in gambling references.
Oh, he was dropping them in for a long time.
When the league would hate any mention of gambling. Yeah. He has said in interviews he has never knowingly eaten a vegetable, much like myself. I'm like Ron Swanson. Vegetables are what my food eats. So I should like Al Michaels in that regard. He gets a steak delivered to him in the booth at halftime every game. And what's not to like? And the answer is the calls.
And
the calls
81.
Are not to like. Okay, so Puka Nacua in overtime scores what, stupidly, I was like, well, that's it. That's the game. I can go to bed. I'm like, oh, no, that's right. The dumb new overtime rules that the fairies insisted on. It's got to be fair. It's not fair if the other team get the ball and doesn't get the ball. Well, turns out that the Seahawks got it back and won the game with a 2-point conversion, but the Puka Nacua touchdown in overtime was even worse than that one. Go ahead and play it.
All year long. Play fake. Stafford fires. Nacua again. Nacua will take it to the end zone. Puka Nacua, 41 yards.
I mean, that is your grandfather trying to order at the Starbucks drive-thru, all confused. And then just the very down 41-yard lines. You wouldn't know from that inflection, was that a good play? Was that a bad play? Was that an important play?
I think he knows it's getting to the end.
I don't know.
And I think he's trying to do extra.
Oh, okay.
And the extra is not coming out as what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Now, and then, you just said something that I'm going to discuss when we get to that play. I think that's the reason why that play worked like it did.
Okay. The Nacua play for the touchdown to put him ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Announcers are a very personal thing. There's no disputing that. Some people have really liked Troy Aikman lately because he's taken on the league more and more.
I love it.
Calling certain things dumb. I think Troy is fine, except he hangs on to this crutch of calling everything a good job. And so I started this Aikman Jobs Report every Tuesday where we would recap how many times. I had a listener that would keep track of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Jobs Report, 27 jobs, 17 good jobs, 8 heck of a jobs, 4 really nice jobs. And I'm just like, please choose another word, Troy, for God's sakes. But I know announcers are a very personal thing. So Al Michaels to me is at the point where he's an actual subtractive element to otherwise big games on Amazon. Last night he took away from the game because he didn't properly inflect the calls and the plays that mattered the most like another top play-by-play man would have done. But the guy that a friend of mine hates with more passion than 10,000 burning suns, our friend Scott Lynn, is none other than Joe Tessitore. Do you remember when Tessitore was the Monday?
Many people don't like him.
Many people don't like Tessitore. Yeah. Okay, when Tessitore was the Monday Night Football voice, they caught the game of the century, which was the Chiefs and the Rams at full peak offensive firepower.
Mm-hmm.
A game that ended 53-51, I want to say, that. It was at the L.A. Coliseum right before SoFi was finished, right? And Tessitore was just, well, he was doing what he does. Another touchdown for Mahomes! And he's growling, and he's putting this extra oomph into it. And some people were like, shut the hell up. Can you just be normal? And I am sort of test neutral because I don't mind that extra revving of things, much like I like Gus Johnson. Some people hate Gus Johnson for the same reasons, that it's too much, that it's over the top. I don't mind
it. I'll be honest with you, Zay. I can watch the game and turn all of them off because I just really, I'd rather watch the game because I think a lot of times, but when you start getting like with the lore level crews,
yes,
they don't tell you nothing about the game. They're too busy trying to promote themselves and they leave the game out. The guys that just basically get up there and act like they're like, I love Buck and Troy because it's like they're two buddies just having a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, and I like Troy because most people sit there and no matter what happens, they're going to say what the league wants them to say. Yeah. Not Troy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah.
You need somebody to test. If the people in the booth say more about the dumb calls, the referees call, maybe the league will get the calls.
Maybe they'll get them better.
But all those guys in the booth say the same thing. Oh, great call. And the league is trying to take this out the game. He hit him with a shoulder pad in the chest. I don't care about what the league's trying to do by somebody getting hit in the head. He didn't get hit in the head. Okay? That's the thing I look right at. And then, oh my, I can't believe he hit him like that. Oh, the league's going to have to look into this for a fine. Why are you suggesting somebody get fined for hitting somebody illegally?
Yeah, you're basically
football is a sport that you might get hit hard.
Right.
So I don't like the people in the booth that start doing that. And I'm going to tell you, Collinsworth has gotten way into that. I want to throw him off the damn boot sometimes. I'm serious, dude.
Yeah, because that's a real thing for players. The league comes in on days like today, Friday, and quietly announces fines for plays that didn't even draw a flag on the previous Sunday. And you're like, what? And some of these guys are not making that much money because they were drafted in the 5th, 6th, 7th round, or they were undrafted free agents. Mm-hmm. And it's literally stealing money off their kids' table. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
And I can't believe your union, Brian, has not pushed back harder on this.
Oh, they go after every fine that's out there.
Okay.
You know, because like, I got fined several times, and the only fine I paid, a full fine was a $5,000 fine. And
for what?
Just forgot to pull my socks back up.
A sock fine?
Yeah. Oh, they get you. Now the sock fines are way more than that. But, like, you get, like, now the sock fine, well, when you get to the Super Bowl and the playoffs, it goes way up.
Is that Troy Vincent still doing the socks police? Hanks?
Merton does it, but Ricky Irvin's does it. Ricky Irvin's and Raven Caldwell does it here. Yeah, they get, but they warn you. They'll tell
so
you.
So your voice. When you see them probably playing golf every now and then, right?
Huh?
Do you see those guys?
Yeah.
And do you look at him and say, how do you sleep at night?
But no, Ricky and Raven. They go and they tell him, listen, you got to pull this up when the game starts. Right? See, they give them their warning and stuff. But there are some guys who don't care.
That's true.
There are guys, and I've talked to people who put money aside for the fines. Because they like, they're going to wear their shirt out, like the T-shirt hangs out.
Right.
That's a fine. Because the NFL wants everything uniform.
Yes.
You know, and like, I mean, I remember one time I got fined for, they called me, I was taunting. It was a young man who went to Southern Lab.
No, I wanting? Would,
but this kid went to Southern Lab.
Landfill, did you know Brian would occasionally run his mouth after a return?
I talked trash the whole game, so that wasn't.
See, I never saw that. I never screamed at my TV going, B. Mitch, get away, get away.
Oh, no, see, but that's just trash talking. But this kid went to Southern Lab.
Okay.
I knew him.
Okay.
And he caught a punt on the 5-yard line.
Oh,
and we tackled him on the 7, knocked him out of bounds. I was in Philly.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, come on, man, you know you're not supposed to do that. He said, man, I know I made a mistake. Ref threw a flag.
No way.
And I said, "What for what?" He said, taunting. I'm like, I'm talking to my friend.
I'm educating him, really. Right.
So we went in and we appealed it. And he said what happened. Got my money back.
No way.
Yeah.
So you not only got a flag, but you got a fine for taunting.
Yeah.
For telling this kid.
So hey, the flag stood, but I got my money back later, but I still, we had a flag to cost, but it was a preseason game, so nobody cares.
Yeah, that was a teachable moment from you to this other kid. Like,
yes.
Yeah, you're at the 5.
Yeah,
be aware.
Don't catch that, though.
No, those guys,
but the refs, they don't know half the time.
Well, the refs last night were involved in 2 calls. Replay more than the refs, but also the Rams had a touchdown pulled off the board for, get this, illegal man downfield from the half-yard line. One of their offensive linemen on this quick hitter that scored a touchdown had blocked his guy so thoroughly, he blocked his own man into the end zone from the half-yard line, and the defensive player almost kind of pulled the O-lineman forward, so it looked like he was, quote, downfield. It was such a bad call, and they had to kick a field goal after that, or they chose to kick a field goal instead of going for it, which is maybe a mistake by McVay.
Mm-hmm.
And it took 4 points off the board, and those 4 points would have mattered. But basically, Terry McCauley, who used to be the biggest shill for the referees, mm-hmm. used to always agree with the refs. He actually was pretty harsh, going, this is not a penalty. He's like, look at what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He blocked his guy. He got dragged into the end zone. They're at the half-yard line anyway. There's no practical reason to be downfield to be setting up a block for what? For him to run to the negative 20? He's already in the end zone. There's no reason.
And a quick pass like that is damn hard for the offensive lineman to get downfield.
Right, exactly. But the call stood. And it's another case where these referees, at times, are making some of the worst calls you've ever seen. Puka Nacua, leading up to this game, on his live stream said, you know, these referees, they're bankers and lawyers during the week. They want to get on TV to tell their buddies back at the law firm, so they call more penalties. He's going to get fined for that comment, for sure.
He might get fined for it, but
is he wrong?
He's telling the truth. A lot of these guys, bro, they just call stuff sometimes. But the league, they perpetuate this stupidity. They say, call it, and then we'll get it corrected. How many people going to throw something and then want to sit there and make their crew look bad?
Right, and they also do get graded. That's
They're supposed to get graded, but
you don't think they're getting graded?
They get graded, but my thing is, if I call you into the office and I correct you on something, not in front of anybody, you get the right to tell them whatever happened, right? Nobody knows,
right?
But the players, everything is public.
Yeah,
the coaches, everything is public. Yeah. Why is everything so privately with the officials? Because what happens now is. So do you ever hear, so-and-so made the call that he made was bad, so he's suspended next week. You never hear that by the referee.
No, there's no transparency there.
You should hear it.
Occasionally on a really high-profile call, they will have a pool reporter talk to the referee.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the Isaiah Likely touchdown that was overturned because of the 3 steps, not 4 in the end zone, the pool reporter got the referee to say, or the referee who was the crew chief representative said, well, he needed to make a football move. And the pool reporter's like, but he was in the end zone. He had 3 feet down. What do you mean? Well, maybe a 4th step. So they had no real good answer. So even when they are transparent, B. Mitch, it's just transparent BS that you get.
100%.
And it's all said and done. And then there was the review of the incomplete 2-point conversion that they looked at microscopically and said, oh, that was a lateral. Even though everyone stopped moving, a whistle did blow. We're counting it as continuing action, and the Seahawks got the break of a lifetime. You want to talk about that? We'll do it on the other side. We're going to connect to Philly at 11. We got the governor on at noon to talk games. We got the full lineup of week 16, plus Ask B. Mitch at 1 o'clock. Zabe and Brian Mitchell in today here on The Fan.
B-Bitch here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. They've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly. And here's the best part. Rood's systems are whisper quiet. There are no more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Also, don't forget about the savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.